You notice, Randy, that Lafayette's actually slowed this ball game down on the offensive side. They're getting in huddles now. No huddle offense has gone away. Three wide receivers to the left. Bernard keeps it. Bernard running at the 30.
Another
now 25.
Tackle.
He's brought down at the 21-yard line. Another first down picked up by Lafayette's Diego Bernard, and a flag is back at the 32-yard line of the Hornets.
Yeah, that's kind of holding territory. We were trying to tackle him to the ankle, so I know it wasn't a face mask on our part.
Brett Schaefer on the tackle along with Trace Staten. Let's see what the call is here. They're talking to the defensive captain for the Hornets.
Looks like a hold. Block in the back, they say.
They're going to move this ball back further away from the Hornet end zone against this Lafayette offense. 3:30 remains third quarter. 17-14 the score. Chillicothe leads. First and 10 for Lafayette.
Now they're just now getting ready to mark off the penalty. Lafayette, sorry, to the line. But that is a 5-yard flag from the spot of the foul.
Wow.
We'll check it. No.
They're still
now they
back.
Spotted it. Now, yeah. Well, they didn't have the flag in the right place, so it is
10 yard
from the spot of the foul, which was just past the line of scrimmage. So it's back to the 42-yard line, as Mark said.
42-yard line of the Hornets. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right for Diego Bernard. Bernard takes the snap, hands off to the deep back, Thompson.
That's Mosier. Nice to see him back in there. He's the one that made the first contact. Him and Walker Graves was in there to slow him down.
Running back actually was number 28, Julius Thompson, a 6-foot, 190-pound sophomore.
Got back to the line of... might have lost a yard.
Okay. But
no, he gained a couple.
Substitutions coming in the wide receiver core. We've got two to the left, two to the right for Diego Bernard. On second and long, Bernard standing at the Hornet 45. Lucy Goose with the ball. Now he fires it down the east sidelines. Looks like no incomplete pass.
Intended for 7.
Good defense there by number 33, Nick Duncan. I thought for a moment there he had come down with it, but both the defender and receiver were fighting for it. It came loose as they hit the turf.
Do you see how cool Diego Bernard was back there? He was just standing there like, you know, like it was a 7-on-7 no rush quarterback league or something.
And he's got the ball so far away from his body. I think, you know, the Hornets.
One good hit, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to come loose. One strip or whatever. Braden Cox is wide to the left by his lonesome. Three wide receivers to the right. A timeout is called by the Lafayette Fighting Hard Irish with 2:36 remaining in the third. The Irish have the ball but are trailing 17-14. So both teams now have burned one timeout in the second half. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. 2:36 remains third quarter here at Alumni Stadium in Chillicothe. On defense right now has the Lafayette offense with a 3rd and 22 at the Hornet 39-yard line. Chillicothe leads 17-14. Another score to announce in the Midland Empire Conference. A close one in the third quarter at Smithville. LeBlanc trailing by 1, 7-6 to the Warriors. Here's Diego Bernard on 3rd and 22. Rolls to his left. Throws. It's caught. And immediately the receiver takes a knee at the 28-yard line. Receiver was Jaden King.
Duncan giving him some respect. He's playing off of him about 3 or 4 yards, so it is 4th down now. Ball down inside the 30 to the 28.
4th down and 7 for Lafayette at the Chillicothe 28-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right. One of those is King. Braden Cox is over here to the left. He has one touchdown reception tonight. Here's Diego Bernard trying to run with it. He's going to be
good
sacked.
Job.
Sacked for a loss back at the 30-yard line.
I see 2-7 back there.
Dean Atkins.
Adler Marshall, Brett Schaefer. Good team tackling.
That stops
Mosier
the
was
Lafayette
there as well.
Drive.
That was a big stop. That's rally, fly to the football. That's good gang tackling Chillicothe's ball at their own 31-yard line.
Cade Cortez is now in to punt the ball away. The second time tonight, Lafayette's had to punt the ball away. The first one, Bernard did the punting chores from his own end zone.
No, it's our ball. That was a fourth down play there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
He's back as free safety.
Okay. All right. Here's the Hornets on offense. First and 10 at their own 31-yard line as they move left to right on your radio dial. 1:48 remains, third quarter. Chillicothe up 17-14. Keeley gets the call. 35-40. He's broken. He's crossed midfield. It's a horse race down the middle of the field. He's got it, it appears. He's going to go in. Touchdown, Hornets! He had one defender to beat, and that was the free safety, Cade Cortez. But Keeley outran him. Cortez dived for his ankle at about the 5, but he was not going to be denied, was Keeley, and he scores his first touchdown of the night.
69-yard scamper.
Keeley is
now pit bull fire plug, Josh Keeley. He's a competitor. He just refuses to have a bad game.
Keeley is easily over 100 yards now in this game. His fourth out of 5 games this season. Here's the extra point by Jack Willard. It is good. And we now have a little breathing room if you're a Hornet fan. The score is now Chillicothe 24, Lafayette 14 with 1:35 remaining in the third quarter. Keeley, his first rushing touchdown of the night, his 10th on the season. He now has at least one rushing touchdown in every game this season.
And now it is a two-possession ball game. Chillicothe leading, I can't see the scoreboard, 24-14, I believe. We'll be back in 30 seconds for the kickoff on KCHI. You know, Mark, I talked with you and Butch before we got the broadcast started about how in practice Tuesday, at the end of practice, Coach Willer was telling his players, if we can get Lafayette out of sync, if we can do something to get them flustered, he felt that they were going to kind of fall apart, for lack of a better term. I can't remember the exact term he used, but they felt that they could get things on their way. That interception has pretty much done just that.
Yes. Here's the kickoff by Willard. He's going to kick it over the middle, picked up on the bounce, and now whistles are blown and stopping
offsides?
The play.
We got an offsides or what? Well, we'll sort this out. Homecoming next week without the photography skills of Butch Schaefer. Wow.
It looks like this is going to go against Chillicothe. Offsides on the kickoff there.
Yeah, so I'm too anxious to go down and stick somebody.
So this will be marked against the Hornets, and they'll re-kick it.
I believe that's a 5-yard, so we'll kick it from the 35.
Indeed, you are right, Randy. It'll be kicked off from the north 35-yard line by Willard.
You know, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Back deep is Ballard, along with Braden Cox.
Lafayette has a possibility for some decent field position.
Cox and Ballard are at the 15. They're going to kick it over. No, it gets picked up by Ballard. Now he drops it, picks it back up. He's up to the 20, the 25, the 30, and he's brought down just short of the 35 at about the 34-yard line.
Nice return, picked up at about the 10-yard line, so a nice kick by Willard.
This Lafayette.
Atkins with the tackle, the announcer said. So, yeah, 34-yard line, like you said.
Two wide receivers will be set to the right, one to the left. Bernard is in shotgun formation. Bernard takes the snap, looks like he's going to throw it. Now flags go up in the air as the play is stopped. Illegal procedure called against Lafayette.
This is a case where if you're Lafayette, you just need to be disciplined. You need to bounce back from the adversity and just go about your game. And Chillicothe has done a nice job of preventing that. So that's a 5-yard mark off back to the 29-yard line.
First and 15 now.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 29-yard line. I'm sorry, Mark.
That's all right. First and 15 for Lafayette's offense at the Lafayette 29-yard line. Down into 118 remaining here in the third. Lafayette down by 10 now, 24-14. Diego Bernard, shotgun formation. Still waiting the snap. On 5 seconds on the play clock, he now gets it, throws it. It's caught at the original line of scrimmage by Jaden King.
Yeah, gain of 5 that time, so they got the penalty yards back. It's 2nd and 10. From the 34-yard line.
Clock continues to run. We're down under 40 seconds remaining in this third quarter, and Lafayette just taking their time.
A lot of his passes are kind of low. They're not up high where he can catch them and run with them.
Here's Bernard back to pass. Throws it over the middle. Intercepted by Dylan Munson again at the 45. He's crossed midfield. He's at the 40 of Lafayette. Still on his feet inside the 35, where he is brought down after his second interception of the night, which comes with 16 seconds remaining in this third quarter.
Wow. Dylan Munson has been sort of one of those silently good players back there for Chillicothe. Hasn't gotten a lot of banner headlines and newspaper clippings, but has just quietly done a nice job, works hard, very talented, very fast young man. And now he's got 2 picks in this key conference game. What an outstanding job, Dylan Munson. They call him Money out there. They shout, Money, Money! And he's living up to that name tonight. That's all the way down inside the 30 to what, about the 27?
Looks like they're going to mark it actually the 29-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Hornets. They're on offense, are the Hornets, after that Munson interception. 3 backs in the backfield. Keeley gets the call. Keeley stood up as he tries to go right over the center. No gain against this Lafayette defense. They are continuing to fight, wanting desperately to win their homecoming game.
And you know, we've sung the praises of the Lafayette quarterback, but that pass, that was just underthrown by about 4 yards.
Oh, yeah.
That was just a poorly thrown ball, which is highly unusual for him. So
it's either that or he's colorblind because Dylan was all by his lonesome.
Yeah, we don't want to take anything away from Dylan Munson. He did a nice job of focusing and maintaining concentration. But, yeah, that was thrown right to him. So good job, Chillicothe, and we'll see what Diego is going to talk about with his coach down here. It's the end of the third quarter, and Chillicothe leads it by 10 over Lafayette. And Mark and Butch will be back after this on KCHI.